Parts of Arizona are sinking. The process is called subsidence. In fact, the State Water Resources Department says satellite-based technology it uses has found more than 3,400 square miles of land subsidence in Arizona. With me to talk about both the sinking and the tech the state is using to track and measure it is Frank Corkhill, chief hydrologist for the Arizona Department of Water Resources. And Frank, how significant is the issue of subsidence?
In areas where there's been significant groundwater withdrawal in the past several decades, in some areas it's quite significant, anywhere from feet to 10 to 20 feet of subsidence in some areas.
What is the significance of the fact that this is happening? Like, why does it matter?
Well, it can cause a lot of different types of damage to infrastructure, from changing the slope on drainages, problems for power lines, for roads. There's often, along with land subsidence, there's earth fissures that are associated with their formation. And the earth fissures can also cause damage, too. I think some of your listeners may have heard about the recent fissure that opened up in Apache Junction that has caused damage to a landowner's property out there.
So my understanding is that in order to try to detect and measure some of the subsidence, you're using satellite-based technology? How does that work?
Well, it's called interferometric synthetic aperture radar. And what happens is that a radar satellite emits a pulse of radar. It's reflected off the land surface, and it's recorded by the satellite. This happens when the satellite makes a pass, say, at one time of the year, and then from a few days to a few weeks later, the satellite will come back again and do the same thing. And there will be a slight shift in the pattern that could be indicative of how much the land surface changed in terms of its elevation.
Does it happen that quickly, that if a satellite comes by one day and comes back even a few days later, there can be a shift?
Well, actually, I misspoke there in the sense that usually we're looking at times on the order of several months to a year or more.
So does that tell you that there is subsidence happening or that there's the possibility of subsidence happening in that area?
It's telling us that subsidence is happening, and we verify that with doing GPS measurements at benchmarks that are located in the area to confirm that the rates that we're estimating from the satellite data are similar to what the GPS is measuring.
Have you seen over the past X number of years that there is less subsidence happening as there is less groundwater being pumped?
In some areas, that's so. It's interesting, though, in some areas like in the Pinal County area, where water levels in recent years have been rising because of CAP water use in that area, there's still subsidence occurring, and they call that residual subsidence. So even though the stress on the land because of water level decline from earlier pumping has dissipated, the fine-grained sediments are still compressing even after that has happened. So you can see subsidence even when water levels are rising in some areas.
So just the act of stopping pumping groundwater doesn't necessarily mean the risk of subsidence is over.
No, although it does, there's definitely a slowing down of it usually. But so this residual subsidence is far less than it was historically.
Is there reason to believe that at some point subsidence will either stop altogether or slow significantly enough that it's not going to be that big of an issue?
Well, if you get to the point where you've compressed all the compressible sediments to the point that they can't compress anymore, yes. But we're probably a long ways from that point.
Do you think there's still a lot more to go?
There certainly is. There's these groundwater basins are in some cases several thousand feet in depth, and they have several hundred to several thousand feet of compressible sediments. And so certainly there's more to go.
Are there particular areas of the state that going forward you think are sort of going to be the hot spots for this?
Well, right now, areas where there is a significant amount of groundwater overdraft and water level decline, we are seeing some significant subsidence. For example, in the San Simone area in southeastern Arizona, we're seeing something like 8 centimeters a year near the town of San Simon. In the Wilcox area, north of Wilcox, there's subsidence that's measured at over 14 centimeters a year recently, and much lower rates in areas that water levels are not declining as much. In the McMullen Valley in western Arizona, rates around 12 centimeters a year in the hottest spot, so to speak.
All right. Frank Corkill is Chief Hydrologist with the Arizona Department of Water Resources. Frank, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Mark.